So this is my second installment on Death Makes Life Possible. If you realize that you exist in this continuum which unfolds as the eternal now, then it creates no fear to realize that you're dying every moment to be reborn the next. It's a creative process that deserves to be celebrated, not feared. That's what I really mean by the phrase, death makes life possible. Because by participating in the bubbling activity of the field where creation must embrace destruction, you are really living life. Otherwise, if you're living, as most people do, either in the past or in the future, you're living in a dream. In fact, 99% of an entire lifetime for most people is spent living in a dream. What they're obsessed with is thoughts about the past and thoughts about the future. The one is a memory of pain and pleasure, the other is an anticipation of pain and pleasure. The Buddha warned that this obsession has no end and no escape. You will be constantly trying to avoid pain and pursue pleasure without realizing that the two are yoked together. If you want to really live, you have to be fully alive to this moment, which means being dead to the past and the future. At that point, you flow eternally in the field of potentiality. So that's it for now, and more later on how death makes life possible.